This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. It's the Good Day Health Program. Weekend information that lasts all week long. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here every weekend, 52 weeks a year, at your service and on your side. He runs Lake Cardiology in Mardora, Florida. Is available. I've found him anytime, day or night. He's up almost around the clock, it would seem. And so he's here. Use the clock and your time wisely when you dial 888-553-7536. Tell us your story and ask the question. Let's see if we can make a good example out of Bill, who's in Albemarle, North Carolina, with a question for Dr. Ken. Bill, please go ahead. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, and thank you. Just a little background. I'm almost 70 now. In 1998, my wife and I paid for CT scans for ourselves. I had read up a little bit about the hematoma.
Wise move. Very smart. To know what's going on all through your body, that's brilliant.
In 1998, we had, a calcium score, but in 1998, Bill, you were as good. You were an early adopter, but we didn't have yet the ability to see three-dimensionally the circulation, the coronaries that sit on top of your heart.
Right. Well, anyway, the results of that were that hers was totally clear, but I had a couple of calcifications in my left anterior descending, and the score was 139, which I believe is a moderate score.
Well, the score should be zero, and this is called a calcium score, and it measures one of the two types of plaques that can clog up the coronaries, the circulation to the heart. There's the hard calcified plaque, which is measured by the so-called calcium score test, but it doesn't measure the soft fatty plaque, and that's the limitation of the calcium score test. And it's the soft fatty plaque, those are the ones that rupture usually to the cause of the heart attack.
Okay, well, this is why I'm calling you. anyway, I was a little concerned about that. My dad died at 72 of congestive heart failure, and I asked my doctor to put me on a fairly low dosage of pravastatin, 20 milligrams, more as a preventative than anything. Since then, and this relates to your comments a few half an hour ago about maybe phobias about medications, I've been considering going off of the pravastatin, and actually now it's lovastatin, which they've switched to at Walmart. And I understand that there are some risks to doing that. Let me just give you a couple more statistics about me. My BMI is below 24. Blood pressure.
Wait, let me translate that, because only you and I know what you're saying. Body mass index, this is a combined height and weight term that's used to determine if you're overweight or obese, and under 25, you're fine. Over 25 becomes overweight. Over 30, you're considered obese. And so Bill's number is good.
Okay. Blood pressure, very good, 120 over 60 typically. Resting heart rate, around 50. I walk about 5 miles a day now due to a very aggressive dog I have. And my total cholesterol dropped from around the 200 plus or minus back in the late 90s when I went on this to around, it bounces around 160 to 170. LDL around 100, which I know is a little high, and HDL over 60. I've had a couple of the C-reactive protein tests done.
Bill, can I jump in here?
Yep.
Because what you're doing is very important for many people. You're discussing your risk factors of getting coronary artery disease, which is the best predictor of what will happen. And it's very important that we all know our risk factors. It's very important that we all do it whatever we can to limit our risk factors. But in your situation, Bill, the horse is already out of the barn. We know you have plaque already in your circulation because your calcium score was above zero. So you become a whole... You already have plaque in the coronaries. You have to do something to push back, because if you don't, regardless of what your risk factors are, you're beyond that point. We don't have to assess what is Bill's risk of having coronary artery disease. We know you have it because your calcium score was above zero. So now what we have to do, the whole calculus is in a different sphere. We have to figure out what can we do to push back to limit this process, this momentum of continuous plaquing that's going on in your circulation. And the major problem is excess inflammation in the walls of your little tubes that bring the blood to your heart. And the best thing we have for pushing back is using these statins. These statins do so much more than lower the cholesterol in a gentleman like you who have plaques. They lower the inflammation in the circulation. And that's their most important use. Not so much for lowering the cholesterol. We're glad they do that, but they lower the inflammation. And to stabilize plaque, that is the best thing. And we're talking in the last hour about the risk of taking a pill versus the risk of not taking a pill. And in your situation, Bill, if you had beautiful, clean, normal coronary arteries, I would be telling you something totally different. But since you already have plaque, the risk of you not taking a statin is so much higher than the risk of you taking a statin, unless you have a liver problem, unless you've had a serious allergic reaction to it with muscle severe reactions. And these are all quite rare. The liver issues, about a 1 in a million, and the severe, not the little muscle aches that CoQ10 9 out of 10 times at 100 milligrams a day will take care of, but this very severe rhabdomyolysis where you get a serious breakdown of muscle that damages the kidneys. Fortunately, this is quite rare unless you take the wrong combination of medications, and we can often prevent this. I've been in practice ever since the statins came out in the 1980s, and fortunately, by being cautious, we've never had in our practice a case of rhabdomyolysis, and we have thousands of people on statins.
Okay, well, I think you're answering my question, but I also wanted to add that I am aware about the inflammation, and I had the C-reactive protein done a couple of times, once.
Was it?
The most recent one was 0.37.
Was this the hsCRP or the cardioCRP? This is a measure of inflammation in the circulation. There's a specific one to the coronaries. And again, you know, it's nice to know what yours is, but you're in a different realm. You're acting like a doctor who's trying to predict whether his patient has coronary artery disease and has never imaged the coronaries. You've already imaged your coronaries with the calcium score, and we know you have a plaque there.
Yes, it was the high sensitivity, and the reading before the 0.37, the most recent one, was 1.
Bill, you're focusing on the wrong issue. You should be focusing on your calcium score.
Right. So I guess my question was going off of the statin, but I think you said no, definitely not.
Unless you have a contraindication to statin, if you want to stay on planet Earth the longest, in my humble opinion, I would stay on the statin to lower your risk of having a heart attack. Now, if you had a zero calcium score, if you had no plaque in your coronaries, I'd be giving you totally different advice, unless you had extremely high cholesterol and extremely high hsCRP, cardio C-reactive protein, then I might entertain it. And then I would also want to look at your other risk factors that you so eloquently mentioned, but you're in a different space. I already know you have coronary disease, so I have to assess you differently.
Okay, very good. I think you answered my question, and thank you very much. I'll stay on it.
That's what we're here to do.
Thanks for calling.
Yep, 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstephan.com. I'm Doug. He's Ken. The the not sudden onslaught of pain in my back. I lifted some things this week. I do this all the time on the farm.
Hey.
Well, no, I wasn't. I had a couple of cement blocks. Back one in each hand and threw them onto the back of my truck. Well, I'm strong enough, but then, you know, you twist the right way or the wrong way, and I've pulled a muscle on the right side just below the, what they call, I guess some people call it the chicken wing.
Trapezius muscle.
Yeah,
when I played baseball, I used to get those. Really painful.
Yeah, very uncomfortable. So I have taken to this new thermophore. The thermophore is a very interesting development, very interesting product. You can check out by going to thermophore.com, T-H-E-R-M-A, the number 4.com. Ken has checked it out, and I've been talking about this off and on here. This is something that addresses the kind of pain from the strain and the sprain that I have from pulling my back. I mean, I pulled up and knocked out my shoulder early in the spring, and I started using this thermophore then, and really, professional athletes, so many trainers are using it. It's endorsed by the NBA Trainers Association. So when you go online, as I said, Ken went there. It's a hot and cold therapy roller. I have the roller in the freezer. You can heat the other roller either in the microwave or, because I don't have a microwave, you put it in a pot of hot water, and then you put it in this roller device. First you do the equivalent of ice packs, but it's no mess. It's just a frozen roller that you rub over pain, and then you use the heat. I don't know whether you can do it one way or the other, Ken. One way, first you use the heat, then you use the cold.
Yes, this is beautiful. It's developed by an orthopedic surgeon. This just makes a whole lot of sense. It's perfect for the problem you have.
Yep. So if you have, as Ken's suggesting, you need to treat some strain and sprain, muscle ache and pain, and you don't want to use that messy hot towel or the bag of peas that I used on my shoulder when I first pulled it out, you use Thermafor. Go to the website, thermafor.com, T-H-E-R-M-A-4.com, and all you have to do is you order these things. I'm looking at all the people who have gone online to order it. One of the great things about it is that you can buy Thermafor 50% off if you use the code Doug50, D-O-U-G-50, because you're listening to the program now with Ken and me, 50% off just by visiting thermophore.com. Get rid of the strain, the pain of all of those injuries you get, whether you're playing sports, whatever the heck it is you're doing, lifting blocks like I am on the farm, being silly about it. You go to thermophore.com, use the code Doug50, order it now, get 50% off.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg with today's weather forecast. We expect that the temperature will range anywhere from 35 in the evening all the way up to 72 by the end of the afternoon. And, of course, during the day, it'll be partly cloudy, and the sun will be shining. I'm not quite sure about the dew point, but I can tell you that the relative humidity will be about 35%. And the winds are going to be coming out of the north-northwest at about 5 miles per hour. Now, every time you turn on the TV, you see a weather person give that type of a report. My question to you is, you can turn to any channel and see the same weather report. Why pick one person over the other? The answer is, who knows? They stand out. And because they stand out delivering the same message, you turn to them. What are you doing to stand out in your industry? What are you doing to be the standout individual that people return to for the forecast of their life? This is
888-553-7536. As an aside, I saw a story this week about the government investigating the drug and medical device companies because the money trail points to doctors and hospitals making billions of dollars this sort of conflict of interest. I think we don't have talked about this before. Drugs and medical devices that you get paid to use or prescribe.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that, because the information's confusing.
21 after the hour. Good day. Weekend health is the focus.
Mm-hmm. Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Dr. Ken is a cardiologist. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm a radiologist, but not the kind of radiologist that work with Doug. A different kind of radio.
Tune in radio.
A radiologist is a different. We have different specialties. That's all. Here with one thing in mind, though, and that's to help you out if you have medical questions. 888-553-7536. We were talking about this money trail that seems to point to conflicts of interest with many doctors taking money from drug companies and medical device companies. So here's one more problem. I don't know that we have too much government and they don't have enough to do, and they're looking for... I mean, you think about all the problems we have today, and yet the government is in your face. No matter where you go, there's another. They're creating more problems. This is, we're headed toward a breakdown in the entire fabric of society. Ken's worried about the Ebola thing causing a breakdown of the entire medical community because they won't know how to deal with it. And, you know, you look at this.
Well, they'll know how to deal with it, but they'll be so overwhelmed that services that are needed for other care won't be available because the Ebola patient is just incredibly high maintenance. Most hospitals, and they're at capacity, and you add all of the needs of, we have a few thousand Ebola patients in America, and where are the caretakers going to come from?
Mm-hmm. So the bottom line, just to sort of finish off the Ebola conversation, which we've been having on and off through the entire program today, the only way, if these people have the political starch, if they have the chutzpah, if they have the strength to do it, is to shut down these countries, close them off, make it impossible for people to get out of these countries and for people to get into the country. And
until
then you wipe
the epidemic's
this out.
Over.
But if you don't do that, the stuff's just going to go all over the place, and you won't know whether the person sitting next to you has it or doesn't. It'll cause all kinds of mental and social upheaval and unrest. Because people, A, don't have the facts, and B, they get misinformation from the news media,
We were talking about this in March, I think we first started talking about it. It was a little thing, and don't worry about it because it's not going to affect America because it's only got a few cases, and now, 600 people have died?
Oh, many more than that. At least 3,000, and everybody believes it's underestimated.
Yeah. All right, so that's that one area of concern. Now, the money trail as to whether doctors are taking money from drug companies to prescribe their medications over somebody else's that competes with them, what you do, how do you make up your mind you're going to use one form of statin over another form of statin, let's say?
Oh, I try to do the research myself. What was announced and is creating a lot of confusion is the attachment, the amount of money that physicians do get from device makers or drug companies. But where this is a little cloudy is that there are a lot of studies going on, and investigators get these products, the drugs or the devices from the company, and a lot of these products are quite expensive. For example, the current treatment, the newest treatment for that's very effective for hepatitis, can cost $70,000 to $80,000 a treatment. So if you're doing a study with a number of people, do the math, and then they report that you're getting $800,000 from the drug company. They don't differentiate that you may be doing a study right now. So these facts, these data that are coming out attached to physicians, are hard to interpret.
All right, so but it is an interesting story anecdotally to try to figure out, because everybody's not the same when it comes to being able to ward off temptation. Doctors are the same as other people.
So, but it is good to know. I mean, it is good to know if you want to ask your physician, you should ask them if they're getting any money from the things that they're prescribing to you. It's a fair question to ask the doctor. Is that a manufacturer giving you anything in return for recommending this treatment to me? That's a fair question. And if a doctor is uneasy or doesn't give you a straight answer, then I would think about another doctor.
There you go. It's 28 past the hour. Good day. Health, 888-553-7536 to reach Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
It's the Living Courageously Radio Minute, a daily minute program to show you that you can face anything. Just do it afraid. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
One of the keys to success is to never give up. Even though we may not sense any change after we've prayed, it is vitally important that we continue believing in God's promise to deliver us from a life of fear. When the Holy Spirit is walking me out of bondage and into freedom in any area of my life, I often say that I'm free from that thing even while I'm still experiencing no freedom at all. By doing this, I'm declaring my belief that God and His promise is greater than my problem, and that it is only a matter of time before I experience the fullness of His freedom. Joy is released in our lives through believing. Once we choose to believe God's word, that helps us enjoy life while we're waiting for the fullness of God's promise to manifest.
For more information and insight on how you can live courageously and face anything, please visit joycemeyer.org. Living Courageously is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. Fear affects all of our ability to live fully, holding us back from what enriches our lives and the lives of others. Blending personal insight and inspiring scripture, Joyce Meyer will teach you how to employ strength from God to conquer fear, reach your potential, and start living life to the fullest. Living Courageously. It's the latest book from New York Times best-selling author, Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After the hour, Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, taking your calls at 888-55. Virus updates, whether it's Ebola or the enterovirus, in the focus. The medical breakthrough this week we'll get to in a matter of moments. The calls and the input, the questions, please give us your story. Doesn't have to involve how old you are, just what your experience has been and what your question may be. As you can hear, Dr. Ken is more than readily available and knowledgeable when it comes to answering questions. He's got such a background. It's fascinating. And that's why I wanted him a number of years ago to come on this program on the weekend, see what we could do to help you out. He's available Monday through Friday at Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. You can call 352-735-1400 if you'd like to avail yourself of his medical expertise, all the tools, his large staff. He's at it and ready and very, very smart. 800 Lake Cardio around the country, or 352-735-1400. See, I can do that, and he's not embarrassed that I say that, because he knows it, but he doesn't wear it on his sleeve. And he helps people because he has the right information. Very traditional in a sense, but there's some new stuff in there. And where he doesn't shake it up, I do. It's easy. 352-735-1400 for his office. 888-553-7536 for our office on the air, which has been called by Jacob in Macon, Georgia. Question about vitamin D. Go ahead, Jacob. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, fellas. I really appreciate your show a lot. I've called in before, but vitamin D is, I'm going to say, not only popular but very good for you, of course, but is there such a thing as having too much vitamin D or taking too much vitamin D?
Great question, Jacob. Absolutely. There are the water-soluble vitamins, B and C, and then the fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, K. The fat-soluble vitamins, you can take too much. They get absorbed into the fat tissue in the body, and if you take too much, they can cause harm. The water soluble, usually you just excrete out in your urine, and it's hard to get toxic. I recommend for vitamin D that no one take above 2,000 units a day without getting levels checked. Most people can handle up to 2,000 units, but if you want to go above that, you need to get the assistance of a physician to get the blood test checked and make sure you're not getting too much vitamin D. That is not a good thing.
What's the side effect if you do take too much?
What are the possible
symptoms? You know, symptoms or you know the effects of taking too much.
Oh, you can cause harm throughout the body. You can cause organ damage. You can throughout head to toe, and you
wow.
just and you may not have symptoms. You may start getting high calcium. You may have some kidney problems where you urinate too much. You may get some weakness. But what happens with vitamin D toxicity usually is that you just get calcium in your blood, hypercalcemia, and you usually get symptoms like poor appetite, nausea, vomiting, weakness, frequent urination, kidney problems, but this can just plaque up and gum up your entire body, the circulation throughout your body, and cause havoc to all your organs from head to toe.
Wow, that's great. I appreciate your answer, Doc. Thank you very much.
All right, there you go. Thank you, sir. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken with the medical breakthrough of the week in a moment. First, though, let's describe a breakthrough that's helped a lot of people who have lost their hair. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Remember that?
Yes.
Help, I've lost my hair and I don't know what to do. So here's what Dr. Ken thinks you ought to be doing in terms of losing your hair and getting it back again, because so many of you who are frustrated think you're going to have an operation or it's just not going to come back and you are resigned to it. And this is so easy and so inexpensive. Ken, would you explain?
Exactly. You don't have to wear anything around your neck. It's simple math. More hair in the comb means less hair on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair does not need to keep falling out anymore. Provia is an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over this great country see the Provia difference. Diana from Cambridge, Massachusetts, she writes to us, "My hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought she would try it. It really made a difference so quickly, even her hairdresser noticed. She's keeping on using it because it works so well, she tells us, and it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. Say goodbye to those wispy hairs blowing in the wind, and hello to a fuller, healthier head of hair. Provia works, or your money back."
800-543-5817 for Provia to get it to work for you, cleansing the pores in your scalp, letting the hair follicles under your scalp come back through again. You'll feel the fuzz pretty quickly. 3 or 4 months, you'll have hair that you haven't seen for a long time. Just keep your hair, your scalp cleansed. Keep the pores open. 800-543-5817. Product is called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. 800-543-5817. Why wouldn't you do it right now while you're thinking about it and look forward to getting your hair back? What a cool thing that'll be. 800-543-5817.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I operate an event center that hosts horse shows, so there are always horses there. There are also lots of families with children, and the events are a lot of fun for kids. But I was recently informed that if a child pets a horse and gets bitten, which happens from time to time, I might be legally liable for damages, not the owner of the horse or the parents of the child. Kids occasionally do silly things and get hurt. It's a part of growing up. But now we worry about the enormous cost of lawsuits in this country. That's why we should look through the lens of liberty and remind ourselves of some important principles. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family. Suing people when there's no negligence simply isn't fair.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
All right, since the other thing beside Ebola that people are concerned about is the situation with the enterovirus and the children that are being targeted. There are 42 states who have had reports of this problem. What is it again for people who may not remember your explaining it, and how does it affect people, and what do we have to be concerned about?
Let's talk about enterovirus, because I think that this is going to be in every state in the country in the next few weeks. And this is a respiratory virus. It usually targets kids, and it's a very common virus. Millions of Americans each year get this, but there's a specific type. It's called the enterovirus, D as in David, 68. This causes a severe respiratory illness that's been infecting children since the summer. Four people infected with the virus have died in recent weeks. It's not yet clear if the virus is associated with the cases of muscle weakness and even paralysis that have struck about 14 children in the Denver area. Other cases, Doug, of muscle weakness have occurred in your state of Massachusetts, Michigan, and Missouri. And this is very troubling because these kids can't, some of them can't even walk, and it's not yet clear whether their ability to walk will come back. And we just don't know if this limb weakness or paralysis is temporary or will be long-lasting. I will stay on this story. The best way to avoid this is just good common sense. It's good hygiene. It's washing your hands. This is the virus that is airborne. This is the virus that you do get, just like the flu, by touching surfaces, and then with your hands touching your face, your mucous membranes, your eyes, your mouth, your nose. So you want to keep your hands clean. That's the way you'll avoid this.
All right. So that seems pretty simple and straightforward. Cleanliness. What is the old expression? Cleanliness is next to godliness. 888. Well, go ahead.
Don't get obsessed about it, but just make sure that you don't touch your hands to your face. And that is the way you can prevent so much of this havoc.
All right. So next up on the virus department is... When I first looked at this, I thought something I'd order at the Mexican restaurant.
Chikungunya.
Yeah, instead of chikimungo or whatever it is, it's
this
chicken. What is this?
Chikungunya. This is something everybody in America needs to know about. Us in Florida, we're ahead of the curve. This is a real entity. I've already taken care of a few patients with this. It's a mosquito-borne virus, Doug, that can cause debilitating. Spread to the continental United States after infecting hundreds of thousands of people in the Caribbean and Central America. The virus is called chikungunya. It was identified in Tanzania in 1952 and has long bedeviled Africa and Asia. The only recorded cases in America before just this past July involved patients who contracted the virus abroad. Now, at least 11 cases have been confirmed as originating in my state, Florida, and there's concern that this may be the beginning of the type of explosive growth seen elsewhere from a disease that has no vaccine or cure. And the best means of prevention is overall mosquito control and the avoidance of bites by any infected mosquitoes, getting rid of standing water, wear long sleeves and trousers, and use insect repellents is the way to get around this. These are the mosquitoes that usually get inside your house. They're the ones that are problems. You know, people in Florida, we're always thinking about mosquitoes. You know, it's the ones that we're usually thinking about as the sun is setting and as the sun is coming up. That's when you're most vulnerable. But these mosquitoes actually come out during daylight. So just, this is a real entity. I've had a couple of patients with this. They are not happy about this. This is not a happy situation to have. But just good mosquito prevention can help you avoid this havoc.
All right. So we've got Ebola. Think about what we've been talking about today. This weekend, a focus on Ebola and how it could be easily contained or become wildly problematic.
the enterovirus and the same sort of thing as it targets youngsters and what people would be worried about with regard to that, and how responsibly to listen to Ken, you can hear how easy it is to convey. All of these things, frankly, are easy to take care of. They really are. The mosquito thing, maybe of all of these three, may be the most problematic because it's hardest, you know, unless you get out or you go back to using the sorts of things that actually really kill mosquitoes. There are a lot of new sources of these sprays that are not as effective as the old, the sort of DT, what was that stuff you used
to?
DET. Okay. I used to, when I was a kid, I remember.
It's still out there.
I remember the mosquito spray trucks coming up the street.
They're in Florida.
They spray all over everything. And then that stopped because birds were being killed. And there was that poem. And I forget the lady who did it, but it had a major impact on this sort of thing. And
Silent Spring.
Yeah, right, exactly. Rachel
Carson.
That's it, right. So that changed how we deal with the mosquitoes. And so now their population, it isn't that we are not sensitive. I certainly am sensitive to the environment. I want to keep things healthy for my farm, my family, for everybody around. But at some point, there's a practical balance here, and the government hasn't found it and never does, seemingly never will. They try to approach these things, and it becomes a storm of one idea versus another idea. Meanwhile, people are getting sick and dying. Don't know what the without somebody who really has powerful decision making and then the ability to explain his decision making ability so that everybody sort of buys into what they're trying to do. These are all difficult, very difficult problems. Present huge opportunities for fixing. The opportunity to fix the problem is there. The opportunity to do nothing is there and to have some serious consequences. So anyway, let's talk in a moment about the medical breakthrough of the week. First, though,
news.
Yeah, there's some really good news here. The first good news we've had all morning, in fact. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Meanwhile, those of you who have heard us talk about the value of keeping your blood pressure where it is, Ken's around this all day, every day. Your blood pressure is the harbinger of good news or bad news for you. If you keep it where it is, or you get it to where it's supposed to be, you'll have a long, happy, healthy life. If it isn't where it's supposed to be, then how do you get it there? This is the best-selling supplement we've ever talked about on the air. Ken, as a cardiologist, understands what Heart Factors Plus really can do for you.
Here's some nice, smart, evidence-based, safe way to deal with a very common issue. So are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide level. This is from a very important research, Nobel Prize level winning research. Heart Factors Plus works for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what some of them say. Dennis from New Jersey, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I'm very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Susan from Maryland, she tells us, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, but he does not have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong, better circulation and blood flow, also boosts your libido and sexual function.
So the number that we need to keep in mind is 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus. It deals with all kinds of things, mostly getting muscles and brain the blood that they need in order to function properly. 800-621-6313. Try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. Mention Dr. Ken, you get a free bottle with your order. Heart Factors Plus. The name pretty much says it all. 800-621-6313. I kind of urge people to do it while they're thinking about it, which would be now. Operators, as they say on the cornball commercials, operators are standing by. They really are. Maybe, I don't think they're standing by. They're probably sitting there. But we're ready to take your call. at 800-621-6313. Isn't that the silliest thing? Operators are standing by. Of course they're not standing by. They're sitting. They're waiting. They're probably taking 13 calls, bing, bang, boom. And so, but the bottom line is this stuff works. So talk to somebody, whether they're sitting or standing, not important. What's important is that you get this.
They're there.
You use it. They are there, absolutely, to help you out, as is Ken. 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus. Dr. Ken at 888-55-DRKEN. Coming up, the medical breakthrough of the week. There are always these things that go on in research and development, the medical hospitals that do such great work. This happens to be something that came from Sweden, an event that prompted some work being done in Sweden.
A medical first.
All of you. 51 after the hour. This is the Good Day Health Program.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
And souls, hearts and minds, hearts and bodies, all go together. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me, Doug Steffen. Ask Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536. An elderly lady was complaining to her doctor that she passes gas many times during the day, Ken. It really moves. It's more of a nuisance than a problem, she said. They're silent and they don't smell. The doctor gave her a prescription, told her to come back in a week. She returned and said, I don't know what it was that you gave me, Doc, but I still pass gas all the time. It's still silent, still, but it smells terribly. The doctor said, now that we've cleared up your sinuses, we'll see what we can do for your hearing.
Excuse me.
Hello. Okay.
Next.
Yes, next. The medical breakthrough of the week has promised the story about a transplant, a baby transplant. This seems really kind of weird.
In a medical first, and how often do we have the honor of saying that, Doug?
Mm-hmm.
A woman in Sweden, as you mentioned, has given birth after receiving a womb transplant. That's a new uterus. The 36-year-old mother received a uterus from a close family friend last year. Her baby boy was born prematurely but healthy last month. This was all announced yesterday at the end of this past week, and the mother and child are now at home and well. The feed opens up a new but still experimental alternative for some of the thousands of women each year who are unable to have children because they lost a uterus to cancer or were born without one. I don't think this is going to become a common procedure because it is a long surgery. It's not without any complications. But I think this will be the new last resort, and it will be a new option. This is great hope.
All right. So something to think about anyway. 888-553-7536. Let's see if we can help Betty, who's in Rapid City, South Dakota. Hi, Betty. What's up with you?
I'm wondering what causes phlegm to develop in the throat. Usually in the morning it's clear. As I eat, it develops, and by the end of the day I get kind of squeaky. What causes it, and what can be done about it?
Sure, Betty. Phlegm. So you have some thick, sticky mucus. Does it drip down from your nose, or does it seem to come up from your chest that you can't tell?
I can't tell. It just seems to be in my throat.
Oh, boy, that is no fun. Does it have a color to it?
No, I really don't spit anything up. It's just a matter of not being able to speak clearly.
So have you ever looked at it? Have you ever spit it out?
No, I haven't.
Well, I would do that, and I would try to figure out whether you think it's coming from the chest or from the nose. When it's coming from the chest and it has a color to it, that means usually that there's a bacterial infection, and that needs to be treated with an antibiotic. I have a feeling more likely that yours is an allergic reaction. It's been going on for quite a while, hasn't it?
Well, actually, only about the last 2 years.
Well, that's quite a while. I mean, it depends how long you've been around, but that's for a symptom untreated and dealing with it. That's a pretty long while, Betty. You're a courageous woman to put up with it for that long. And you have not been suffering from any other signs or symptoms of.
A little heart trouble, but...
You're not short of breath?
Occasionally, but I do have a little thyroid problem.
Uh-huh, but you don't suffer from heart failure? Sometimes heart failure patients make excessive phlegm?
No.
Okay. I was just trying to connect the dots there because I don't think they connect, but I just wanted to make sure. And... Betty, I have a feeling that this most likely is an allergic issue, but what I would do is, you're not a smoker, are you?
Oh, no.
I didn't think so from the sound of your voice. But I would look at this the next time, and I would also try to figure out whether it's coming from the chest or the nose. But I think the next thing to do is, have you talked to your primary care doctor?
No, I haven't.
Because I think this is most like an allergy. Go into your primary care doctor. He or she will be so grateful that you have analyzed it with me because it'll help them make the diagnosis. Just take a look at it, see if it has a color, and then also try to determine what part of your body it's coming from. And then try to figure out if there's anything predictable that causes it, anything that makes it better. Those sorts of answers to those questions will help the doctor immensely.
All right. I have phlegm from allergic reaction to stuff. Somebody wanted to know how to get the Thermafor for pain, strain, and sprain. Thermafor. Go to thermafor.com and use the code Doug50. Save 50%. Great way to relieve those aches and pains and strains that Dr. Ken and I were talking about. 59 after the hour.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.